नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 23, महाराज पृथ्वीज गोइंग बैक होम, पार्ट 2, वर्सेस 31 थ्रू 39। Maitreya concludes the narration of King Prithu. The great sage Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. Any person who describes Sumahat, the great characteristics of King Prithu, with faith and determination, whether one reads or hears of them oneself, or helps others to hear of them, is certain to attain the very same planet which Maharaj Prithu attained. In other words, such a person also returns home to the Vaikuntha planets, back to Godhead. If one hears of the characteristics of Prithu Maharaj and is a Brahmana, then Brahma Varchasvi, such a person will attain the power of spiritual success and become perfectly qualified with Brahmanical powers. If one is a Kshatriya, he becomes a king of the world. If one is a Vaishya, he becomes a master of other Vaishyas and many animals. And if one is a Shudra, one becomes the topmost devotee. So it does not matter whether one is a man or woman. Anyone who, with great respect, hears this narration of Maharaj Prithu will become the father of many children if one is without children, and one will become the richest of men if one is without money. Also, one who hears this narration 3 times will become very reputable if one is not recognized in society, and one will become a great scholar even if illiterate. In other words, hearing of the narrations of Prithu Maharaj is so auspicious that it drives away all bad luck. By hearing the narration of Prithu Maharaj, one can become great, increase one's duration of life, gain promotion to the heavenly planets, and counteract the contaminations of this age of Kali. In addition, one can promote the causes of Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. So therefore, from all sides, it is advisable for a materialistic person who is interested in religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation to read and hear the narrations of the life and character of Prithu Maharaj. If a king who is desirous of attaining victory and ruling power chants the narration of Prithu Maharaj 3 times before going forth on his chariot, all subordinate kings will automatically render all kinds of taxes unto him, just as they rendered them unto Maharaj Prithu simply upon his order. Muktanya Sango Bhagavati Amalang Bhaktim Udvahan Vanyasya Charitang Punyang Srinuyach Travayet Pathet. A pure devotee who is executing the different processes of bhakti yoga may be situated in the transcendental position, being completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. But even such a pure devotee, while discharging devotional service, must hear, read, and induce others to hear about the character and life of Prithu Maharaj. The great sage Maitreya continued, "My dear Vidura, O son of Vichitravirya, I have, as far as possible, spoken the narrations about Prithu Maharaj which enrich one's devotional attitude. Whoever takes advantage of these benefits also goes back home, back to Godhead, like Maharaj Prithu. Anudinam idam adarena srinvan Prithu charitang pratayan vimukta sangha Bhagavati bhavasindhu potapade Satcha nipunang labhate rating manushya. Whoever with great reverence and adoration regularly reads, chants, and describes the history of Maharaj Prithu's activities will certainly increase one's unflinching faith and attraction for the lotus feet of the Lord. For the Lord's lotus feet are the very boat by which one can cross the ocean of nations. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Bhakti or devotional service begins by hearing and chanting about Lord Vishnu. When we speak of Vishnu, we also refer to that which relates to Vishnu. Lord Shiva therefore recommends Vishnu worship to be the topmost worship, and better than Vishnu worship is worship of the Vaishnava or anything related to Vishnu. The fact is explained herein that hearing and chanting about a Vaishnava is as good as hearing and chanting about Vishnu. For Maitreya has explained that anyone who hears about Prithu Maharaj with attention also attains the planet which Maharaj Prithu attained. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself chanted the names of the gopis, then worship of the gopis or devotees of the Lord is as good as devotional service rendered directly to the Lord. To take birth in a family of brahmanas is not the ultimate finishing touch. One must have the power of a brahmana, which is called Brahma Tejas. A person who is born in a Shudra family can become greater than a Brahmana simply by accepting devotional service and giving oral reception to the pastimes of the Lord and His devotees. Whenever we speak of Krishna, we refer to His devotees also. For Krishna is not alone. Krishna is never nirvishesha or shunya, without variety or zero. Krishna is full of variety, and as soon as Krishna is present, there cannot be any question of void. There is a type of neophyte devotee who is very anxious to hear about the pastimes of the Lord, especially the Rasa Leela chapters in Srimad Bhagavatam. Such a devotee should know by the instruction of Maitreya that the pastimes of Prithu Maharaj are non-different from the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Shravayate indicates that one should not only read for oneself, but should also induce others to read and hear. That is called preaching. The word Bhava Sindhu Pota Pade is significant. The lotus feet of the Lord are known as Mahat Padam. This means that the total source of material existence rests on the lotus feet of the Lord. This cosmic manifestation, which is compared to an ocean of nescience, is also resting on the lotus feet of the Lord. As such, this great ocean of nescience is minimized by a person who is a pure devotee. One who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord need not cross over the ocean, for one has already crossed it by virtue of one's position at the Lord's lotus feet. So, by hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord or the Lord's devotee, one can become firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. The word Vimukta Sangha is also significant in this connection. Because we associate with the three qualities of material nature, our position in this material world is full of dangers. But when we engage in the devotional service of the Lord, by the process of Shravanam, Kirtanam, immediately we become the Mukta Sangha, or liberated. Recorded November 1, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Namamishwaram Satchid Ananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Rajamanam Yashoda Biolukalat Dhavamanam Paramrishtam Atyantato Dhritya Gopya Rudandam Mahunetra Yugmam Rajantam Karamboja Yugmena Satanka Netram Muhu Swasa Kampa Trire Kanka Kanta Stita Graivang Damodarang Bhakti Badham Didrik Svalilabhir Ananda Kunde Swagosham Nimach Jantam Akya Hayantam Tadiye Shittat Yeshu Bhaktay Jitatvam Punak Prematasam Shatavriti Bande Arangdeva moksham na mokshavadhimva Na chanyam vrinnehang vareshada piha Idangdeva purnata gopala balam Sada me manasya virastam kim anyai Idam ke mukham bhoja atyanta nilayar Vritam kuntalai snidha ruktaisya gopya Muhus chumbitam bimba ruktadarang me Manatya virastam alam laksha labhai Namo deva damodara nanta vishno Prasida prabhoduka jalati magnam Kripadrishti vrishtyati dinang badhanu Grihanesha mam agyam edyakti drishyaha Kuveratma jau badha murtyarva yadvat Dvayamoti tau bhakti bhajau kritau ja Tapha prema bhakti swakame prayach Moksha. Namokshe Grahamesti Damodareha. Namami Shradam Sachit Ananda Rupam. Lasat Kundalango Kule Rajamanam. Yashoda Biolu Kalad Havamanam. Param Rishtam Atyantato Dhritya Gopya. Dr. Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. He Krishna Karana Sindho Bandho Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatang Suratau Pango Mamamanda Mategati Matsaravaspa Padamboja Radha Madana Mohanao Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I bow down to the Supreme Controller, whose form is composed of eternity, knowledge, and bliss, whose earrings play and swing, and who is splendorously manifest in Gokula, but who is in fear of his mother, Yashoda Devi. And so Krishna gets down from the wooden rice-grinding mortar and runs away. However, that gopi, Sri Yashoda, very much quickly chasing after Krishna, finally catches him from the back. Crying again and again with very fearful eyes, rubbing those two eyes with his two lotus-like hands again and again, Krishna is quickly breathing, sighing, and also trembling, while the pearl necklaces and other ornaments which are situated on his neck also slightly move, and that neck is marked with three lines just like a kancha. And so I offer humble obeisances unto Lord Damodara, who has a rope tied around his belly, but actually Krishna is bound only by devotion. Displaying his childhood pastimes, such as this Damodara Leela and others, in this way, immersing his own family and all the other residents of Gokula in a pool of bliss by such pastimes. But to those desirous of knowing his majesty, Damodara makes it known his quality of being conquered only by his loving devotees, who are devoid of such Aishwarya Jnana or knowledge of his opulences. And so again with love and devotion, hundreds and hundreds of times I praise that Lord Damodara. O Lord, I do not pray for the boon of moksha, either as impersonal liberation, or even the highest pinnacle of liberation, entering the realm of Sri Vaikuntha Loka. And nor do I want anything else from you. Yes, I know you can bestow any boon, O Lord. So, may this divine bodily form of yours, as a young cowherder boy here in Vrindavan, may it ever be manifest in my heart. For what is the use of other things? O Lord, your lotus-like face, surrounded by curling locks of hair, which are very dark blue, soft, glossy, and tinted reddish, is kissed again and again by your mother, Sri Yashoda, and your lips are as cherry red as is the bimba fruit. And so in my heart, may all of this be manifest, because there is no need for me to request the attainment of millions of other boons which are simply useless to me. Be pleased, Deva, O Divine Lord. Be pleased, Damodara, O you whose belly is tied with a rope. Be pleased, Ananta, O limitless Lord. Be pleased, Vishnu, O all-pervading Lord. Be pleased, Prabhu, my master. I bow down to you. But alas, I am immersed in a network of miseries, while in this material ocean of repeated birth and death. So please accept me, my Lord, and rain down your merciful glance upon this very fallen and ignorant fool. O supremely independent Lord, please become perceptible to my eyes. And while the two sons of Kuvera, Nalakubra and Manigriva, were delivered by you, whose divine form was bound with ropes to the grinding mortar, since they were cursed by Narada, your devotee, they had to take birth as twin Arjuna trees. But they were liberated by you, and you also made them recipients of devotional service. O Lord Damodara, please give unto me your own loving devotion, for I do not have any enthusiasm for liberation. Obeisances unto you. Obeisances unto the rope around your waist. Obeisances unto your splendorously effulgent abode. Obeisances unto your splendorous belly. That belly is the shelter of the entire universe. Obeisances unto Sri Radhika, your most beloved. Obeisances unto your limitless sportive pastimes. Obeisances unto your transcendental nature. Obeisances unto you, Krishna, in this wonderful form of Lord Damodara. Thank you.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Trinadapi Sunichena Tarad Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sada Hari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kivalam Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata